You mentioned about the English chat. I absolutely support you that it does need to be reviewed.
We take that as a reminder. So, let's get funding to the producer of requirements.
You've got to take one today because Jonathan and I can have a quite strong relation to the Better Care Fund. So if I can't answer questions, I'll send Jonathan to step in to help. The ask of the school has grown up those in relation to the Better Care Fund for 2019, our current year. And what we've done in the report is providing the update in terms of key schemes, the value attached to them and how they're performing. But we've also provided an update in relation to the preparation that's underway for the next financial year. Our current Better Care Fund agreement, the Section 75 agreement, which governs the relationship between the CCG and the local authority in terms of delivery of these key work streams, ends on the 31st of March 2020. From the 1st of April, we'll have a new agreement in place, and that new agreement will be completed to review and provide and should review all of the schemes that are currently provided. The schemes are set out on page 1 of the report for you in a table form, together with the contributions made by each of the partners, the total value, and the current delivery status. All schemes are in delivery, and all schemes are monitored to ensure that they are delivering what we set out to achieve at the outset. We're currently in year 3 of this Better Care Fund, so the schemes are established and have been delivering for some time, and we've just embarked on a programme of review to ascertain where we should retain the schemes, where the schemes need to be updated or tweaked in some way, or where actually the schemes have delivered what we set out to deliver and now business as usual and no longer need to be part of this process. The piece of work that's being undertaken will be concluded in time for that new agreement to commence from the 1st of April, and the regular reporting in relation to both the Better Care Fund and the improved Better Care Fund, which forms part of this programme, is in place with those quarterly reports being sent at NHSE on a regular basis. I have made the assumption that everyone's read the report, so I don't propose to go into much more detail, but I am happy to accept any questions, Chair.
Thank you. Do you want to add anything to what you've
said? I was just going to add, in terms of the work that we've done over the last quarter as well, we had confirmation only last week that our plan for 1920 has met all conditions and has received formal approval. So another positive in terms of the work that we're doing, and just to add that the work that we talked about earlier in relation to the ICP, Better Care Fund, and Better Care Fund plan obviously forms one of those pieces of work in terms of driving forward integration. And as you can see, there's some sort of money involved in relation to our integrated work. I mean, this isn't all of the integrated work by any means, but you know, it's quite significant. So it's right and proper that we do take our time to do the review properly and to ensure that we're getting the best value for money and putting in place the best interventions as we can.
Okay, it's just my pleasure, first of all, to be that you've got that group of that in so much respect. And that must have been prior to the election, you know, say this. Things were very tight at that time. I'm going to be reflexive of doing good stuff for respect. John, I don't know whether this, Better Care Fund comes across your desk.
It does.
It's fine. Thank you for that, John. So you've been in scrutiny, and the world has a very clear and comprehensive picture. Of where you are. I think that's really reassuring, and you're absolutely right. Going to money, talking about £16 million worth of money from the government coming to the island, being satisfied that it's being properly spent and properly used, is a credit to those involved in this piece of work. So, well done for that. I think I will just note the progress. Is that right? Sorry, Claire.
It's been recognising this opportunity to correct Shadora. I think last time we were at this meeting, she is the interim assistant director. She has an online assignment through a very difficult interview process, which was really thorough, and she is now the assistant director of adult social care. Considering the age that Laura joined the council here, I think she definitely is one of our success stories, and I'm so relieved that Laura got the job. She is just a credit. And anybody who's been related with Laura, I think we can all say that she is definitely thorough, and somehow she can see the lawyer. But congratulations, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you. I think the board would just be asked to make progress on the BFF fund. We have to know. Let's take this to item 9.